This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, April 26. While the wheat markets had a very impressive showing last week along with the rest of the grain space, and we're starting out strong again this week on the night session from Sunday night. So the bull market clearly fully intact. We're putting in new highs as we speak, and it doesn't look like momentum is slowing down much at all. For the week last week, we had Kansas City up 58. Chicago was also up 58. Minneapolis up 44, corn was up 65, soybeans were up a dollar. This morning on the night session, we're coming in to the morning at about 15 higher in Kansas City. Minneapolis and Chicago are both 13 higher. Soybeans are up 5, corn is up 13. So there's a number of things, of course. Soybeans seem to be the laggard here, even though they were up a buck last week. It's corn that clearly is driving the row crop space, and wheat is having its own set of fundamentals in addition to following corn. But for wheat, we had the major freeze here about 10 days or so ago, and that is clearly helping to support this market. And then of course you've got the drought across the northern plains, which is cutting pretty deeply into production prospects for spring wheat, durum, many of the spring planted crops across the Dakotas as well. And then of course with corn, you have the late plantings in Brazil, which is pushing it into the dry season. You're just starting to pollinate that second season corn crop, and it's been dry, and it looks to continue dry for the next week at least. And even though there are some rains in the longer range forecasts, it's pretty iffy, and we're looking at pretty warm temperatures and very little rain as the corn crop heads into pollination. And of course, if that continues to be the case, that will cut into yields sharply, lower production out of Brazil, which is their primary exporting crop. And that already has been pushing Chinese demand over to the U.S., but it will push more demand to the U.S. at a time when we already are looking at very tight stocks in corn and soybeans, for that matter. Wheat stocks are adequate, but we're cutting into those pretty aggressively with a lot of wheat feeding here in the United States. And around the world, wheat feeding has picked up considerably because of the tight feed grain supplies. So we continue to look at wheat as the follower here to corn from a feed grain perspective, but it also has some new crop production worries as well. We'll get the crop condition report out this afternoon. That'll give us a good look at what is going on in the southern plains, but I think really to know how much damage the frost did, it's going to take until harvest, until we actually get the combines in the field. It's just going to be really hard to quantify, even throughout one field, how much damage the frost did. World cash prices were strongly higher last week as well. We saw that U.S. FOB offers out of the Gulf for soft red were up $21 for new crop. We're sitting at $298. For hard red out of the Gulf, new crop was up $27, and that is sitting at $311. For Ukraine, they were up $16 a ton for new crop, sitting at $251. And Russia was up $20 for new crop. We're sitting at $252. And we've also got France was up about $21, sitting at $261. So everything just strongly higher from a world cash perspective. And of course, that's following U.S. futures higher. But we're also seeing world futures markets higher as well. Egypt put out a tender over the weekend, and so we'll get a look at where world prices sit and who will take advantage of that. Likely it would be Russia or Romania, but it will give us a snapshot of where world prices sit. And this will probably be toward the last one until we really get into the new crop supply. So in general, I expect to see that the wheat market, well, all the grains will continue to move higher. It looks like the seasonal trend is very much intact. The bull market clearly is obviously intact. There's got first notice date coming up in a few days. I would look for the markets to probably peak on first notice day or the day before, and that all this short covering and scrambling trying to get out of these positions, even though you can stay short into delivery, nobody wants to have to make a delivery when you've got cash bases so strong and supplies so tight that clearly there is a supply squeeze going on. There was a lot of panic trying to get out of short call options last week, and I think we're going to see the same thing with short futures positions this week, just to avoid any hint of delivery issues. So as we head into the first of the month, we'll probably see the markets put in a high here, as we often do, either lows or highs right on the first of the month. But I will say, too, with the crop report on May 12th, usually the wheat market tends to be strong into that crop report. So if we do get a pullback here, I would look for another test of wherever these highs shake out here. But I would look for the momentum to at least continue strong into that crop report. Once we get past that, it's usually the market struggle because your harvest is only a few weeks away, starting in Texas around Memorial Day. That's the official kickoff. We'll probably see harvest start a little earlier than that in the far southern part of Texas. But nevertheless, that's usually when the markets tend to stall out. And I usually get our pretty good idea of what our plantings are going to be for corn and beans. So it doesn't look to be any major delays in corn and bean planting from rain. It's just been cool. And I think that once we get more tractors going on the ground, the markets are going to calm down here and have a pullback. It doesn't mean the bull market is over. It doesn't mean we can't have some weather issues during the summer. But I think for now, we're pretty close to putting in seasonal highs. The market seems to be in that acceleration phase where you usually find your tops, and we're just kind of waiting to see where this whole thing shakes out. It's very impressive. It's offering huge hedging opportunities, and I would suggest taking advantage of it if you can. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.